Welcome to Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations. We are very excited that you guys are joining us for episode 9. Today, we have a very exciting topic that Jacqueline and I will be discussing, and we have a lot of tips on both the influencer side and the destination side that we're really excited to share with you today.
Thanks, Jess. This is going to be such a fun topic, and it's the big meat part. You know, besides the trip, we're talking about itineraries today. It's the second biggest, I think, project in an influencer marketing collaboration.
I would agree with you. And I definitely think that a lot of that work comes from the destination side. At least in my experience, I feel like that is definitely something that the destinations are amazing at, is building out these itineraries for the influencers when they come and explore their destinations. So I'm really excited to hear your insight today. And any influencer listening, I'm sure they're really excited to hear from you as well.
Yeah, I'm excited to share it. So before we dive into all the fun there, I do want to share a little time out for trends. And Jess, as an influencer, I know you do this really well, so I'm excited to hear your opinion on this. But entrepreneur.com shared an article about what marketers need to know about influencer marketing in 2021. This was actually published a little bit earlier this year, in January, but the point still stands. One of the most important things for influencer marketing this year is video content. Mm-hmm. And I could not agree more.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Well, just this year, I've completely just taken one aspect of my business, for instance, my Instagram page. If you compare 2020 to 2021, my strategy has completely shifted. Before, I was probably posting 90% photos and 10% video. It has completely flip-flopped, where I am now sharing 90% videos in the form of mostly reels and 10% just the static images. So I think that is completely true for any major influencer for 2021, is video is thriving right now. And I think a lot of influencers have pivoted and started sharing more videos instead of just photos.
Definitely. Yeah. And especially with the recent addition of the TikTok platform, mm-hmm. that's all you have there is video. So mm-hmm. it's becoming more and more of a priority. And I think destinations need to keep that in mind when they're putting these collaborations and itineraries together.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're a destination, I would definitely add to your contract with the influencers, either have them put together a short little video for you, like reel or TikTok style, or just give you the raw video content so you can put those pieces together for your destination. But I think that's really valuable right now for destinations to be asking for when their influencers come to town.
Yep.
Definitely agree with that time out for trends section. So that was a good one. So let's jump into our deep dive, where Jacqueline already introduced our topic, where we're going to be talking about itineraries today. So Jacqueline, do you want to kick it off and kind of explain for our audience that are listening the process behind itineraries and what the destinations do for that?
Yes. Oh, this is so exciting for us because, you know, sitting at our desk and talking about travel, this is the part where I think for us, travel really comes to life, and we get to share that with influencers and they get to take these trips that we craft. And it's so fun to almost vicariously live through them when they go to take the trip, because a lot of effort does go into them. Our itineraries, at least for our agency, because of the liaison that we act as between the destination and the influencer, they can take anywhere from a couple weeks to even a couple months. So these itineraries really are the meat of the collaboration. And we really want to make sure that when we're putting things in the itinerary, we're putting things in that the influencer will find useful, that they can use in their posts and in their content if they choose to. And that can make their job a lot easier when they actually get to the destination, because we want them to experience the destination as much as possible and really to take in the environment and the area and the sights and the vistas and the scenic views. And we know that social media is a necessary part of that, but there's no reason why we can't include handles and hashtags and things to help the influencer so that they can focus on the most important part, right? The photography and the videos.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And I think I love what you just said is putting, you know, putting information in part of it. I think for me personally, I've received a couple years ago, I got an itinerary from your destination or from your agency to explore one of your destinations. And by far, it's been one of the best itineraries that I've ever worked from, because not only did it tell me, right, okay, you're going to do this, here's the directions, right, be here at this time, it gave me all of the important information in order to get there and to be successful with it, but it also gave me some background information, whether I was exploring a certain site or with a certain company. It included, right, that history behind it, the background info, fun facts. That made it extremely valuable to me, because sometimes I don't have time to research and deep dive into every single activity that I'll be doing. And to have that in the itinerary made it very convenient for me to just share that with my audience, because I had that information right in front of me thanks to that itinerary.
Oh, that is so good to hear. Yeah, that's exactly what we want people and influencers to say. We want them to be successful. And having those little tips and tricks and facts, I think, makes that experience all the better.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree. So if you're a destination listening, I would definitely include that in your itinerary for your influencer, because I think the influencers will use it and they'll share it right when they're doing their live stories or Instagram posts. I guarantee you that that information will be shared to your audience because it's so valuable to us.
Definitely. So I think to answer your question a little more fully, let's step through an itinerary together and let's talk about each part and why it's so important. I know our itineraries are usually for about a 2 to 4 day trip, mm-hmm. with some influencers, and obviously that can vary, but an itinerary ends up actually being about 4 pages long. So this definitely, you can tell right off the bat, has a lot of information in it. And one of the very first things on page one that we put is the goal and the purpose of the trip. We want to make sure that we're repeating that. And this goes just back to episode 2, where we talked about that. We want to make sure everyone is on the same page for this trip.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. And I think it's good for the influencer to remember that goal and purpose, whether that be a certain, if they're trying to target a certain social media platform, or that we're in a certain campaign for a different season. I think it's just really good for the influencer to be reminded of that on page one.
Yep. And that leads right into the next thing, is we relist the dates and the location that they're going to. We want to make sure we're all on the same page as the dates of the trip, whether there's a flight, a rental car, or they're just driving their own car down. We want to make sure that from the very beginning, everyone is on the same page and has the information they need to reach their location successfully.
Exactly. And that's extremely valuable, because you would hate to be the influencer and show up on the wrong day or miss your flight. So I think, yeah, including that in the itinerary is just safe.
For sure. And then after that, within the itinerary, our agency usually breaks down the trip by day. It's a lot easier, a little more bite-sized to take each day in and of itself as an experience. And so we usually separate it out by morning activity. Well, breakfast, obviously, if that's involved, or if they're traveling down in the morning, then we start at lunch, you know, whatever day that they arrive first. Uh-huh. And then we break it up from morning activities, lunch, afternoon activities, dinner, and evening activities. So there's a lot of stuff that goes into this. And like you said, we want to make sure that each part of the itinerary has its fair share of information. So if the first thing that they do when they come to the destination is have lunch, we want to make sure that we have the name of the restaurant, the address of the restaurant, a possible phone number if they are lost or if they need help reaching the destination. And then we include the social media links for that restaurant. And we love it. A lot of these small destinations, their lodging and their dining opportunities are donated for the influencer for that trip, or they're provided at a discount. Or even if we are paying full upfront, we want to make sure we're highlighting as much as we can. And so we try to include those as well. So if the influencer does want to talk about the dining, then they have that information right there and available to them.
Exactly. And as the influencer, I think it's important to talk about every experience that you are, you know, you're doing during your trip, not only just like the activities or the outdoor scene, but talk about where you're staying. Talk about the restaurant that you just had breakfast at. It's extremely valuable not only to the destination, but also to the audience, because you're showing a complete picture of what they can experience, not just the activity side.
Yep. I think we saw this concept appear more in 2020. As we come out of this pandemic, there still is a lot of anxiety and worry about travel. And with lodging, a lot of people haven't really thought about that aspect of travel before. Whereas now we can have influencers and we can have people sharing the cleaning techniques or the cleanliness or just the really nice lodging options that are available. And people don't have to worry and they don't have to think about something that's unknown. It's now known and it's something we're showing more of.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's a very important point that you just shared, that you can get the complete picture, including where you're going to be sleeping at night, where most people probably didn't think about that before 2020 happened. But now it is definitely on the forefront of their mind of, am I going to be safe while I'm traveling to this destination?
Yep. And that's why we include that as well. Each lodging option includes all of the information about that lodging, the social media links for that. We even include the check-in and check-out times so that you don't have to question what that is. Or as you're planning your day with the afternoon or the morning activities, you know when you can drop your bags off at your lodging and go out and adventure and not have to worry about that either.
Exactly. Yeah. I can, once again, I'll repeat the same thing. You guys create amazing itineraries, very well thought out. And just like you said, even down to the check-in and check-out time, it is completely well thought out and detail-oriented. So I think any destination can learn from Relic Agency of how they create their itineraries.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So kind of taking a break from how we build the itineraries, I want to ask you a question, Jess. You've mentioned that obviously Relic does a great job in creating itineraries. And I know other destinations probably do a very good job as well. Mm-hmm. But what are some things that you both like to have in the itinerary, whether it's already included or not? And what are some things that you maybe don't like or you think that could be done better?
Mm-hmm. I think I've kind of already touched on the point where I love the background information, the fun facts, because that, to me, it's always nice showing like, hey guys, here's an amazing restaurant with great food. But if I can say, hey guys, here's an amazing restaurant with great food, and did you know that they are a local family who've been here for five generations, or do you know what I mean? Additional mm-hmm. information to really bring to life the destination or the individual restaurant that I'm eating at. So for me, I love, 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 love getting those fun facts from each activity or place that I'm going to be visiting. Something that it might be different for every influencer, but for me, where I pride myself on my photography and I like to provide nice photos for my destinations that I visit, I really love when sunrise and sunset times are not filled with an activity. I know that's not always possible, especially depending on the time of year where sunset is different. It's not always possible to do that, but I definitely appreciate just a few times during the trip, depending on how long it is, to be able to have those time slots available so I can do my job well and get those great photos because, right, photography will tell you that it's great to get photos during that golden hour, which is during that sunrise and sunset time. So that's just something, a little thing that I love to see when I get an itinerary.
And I love that because not only is that helping you to get the best photography that you need, but especially if photography is a part of your package, that just helps the destination as well. So mm-hmm. that's definitely something everyone should keep in mind.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
So what's something that maybe we could do a little bit better at? I know that's probably a hard question to ask because every itinerary is so different, but we definitely want to make sure we're creating the best itineraries possible. So is there anything we can improve on?
Gosh, and I don't know if this is specific to Relic Agency, but I would just say in general, and I know, I definitely know that it takes a long time to complete an itinerary, but for me, I appreciate getting an itinerary a couple weeks in advance. Sometimes I understand that's not always possible, but I have also in the past gotten an itinerary like 2 days before the trip, which I understand there could be some circumstances that I'm not aware of. But for me, I really appreciate knowing just a little bit in advance what I'm going to be doing, because that gives me a little bit more time to research as well. Obviously, the destination has planned out a great itinerary, but I love to do a little bit additional research to find whether that be photo spots or video spots, just so I can do my job to the very best of my ability.
Yeah, I definitely think that's a good note to point out, because I know in the past we have been on the other side of that, where we do give an influencer, you know, only a couple days notice, and it stresses us out too. So influencers, you are not alone. We definitely want to make sure we have as much leeway as possible. And we're on the same page there. I think this is definitely a point of conversation that could easily be brought up in that goals and values, or even that beginning conversation. Both the influencer and the destination could do a better job of communicating that up front, so that that expectation is well met and no one has to have that worry.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yep. I definitely agree. And I think, so obviously we want to provide the itinerary a couple weeks in advance, but also be flexible with your destination and with your influencer. Just know that sometimes it's not always possible because there are last minute changes. So I think to be flexible is also to be key is also a good point as well.
Yep, definitely. I know as an agency and as on the destination side, if we aren't getting things done as quickly as we want, we do try to make sure that we email the influencer and just give them a heads up as to what's going on. Because you're right, they don't know. And for them, it's very much a black hole of information if there's not someone communicating that to them and keeping them up to date.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So jumping back in, we've talked about how you build out your itineraries. At the end of the itinerary, when you've already listed off your goal, your purpose, the dates, the locations, and all that pertinent information, do you include anything at the end?
Yes, let's talk about this. So at the end of the itinerary, we as an agency and on the destination side, we include as much information as we can specifically for the influencer, so that they, again, they have an easy job and they don't have to worry about as much, and they can experience the destination to the fullest. So the first thing that we do is we provide a list of other activities that they can do in the destination. This is in addition to what they're doing in the itinerary. And this helps if they have free time too. If there's something outside of the itinerary, they have a couple hours of downtime and they want to experience more, this can provide that outlet for them. So we provide a list. Let's say we're in San Juan County, and we've already sent them tubing for the day or whatever the case may be. We list things at the bottom that say, you know, hiking and biking and petroglyphs and pictograph viewings are available, are also activities here. And here's where you can go do those as well. So that way they have options and they can add to their trip if they want to.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that part about the itinerary that you guys have sent me in the past. Because, right, if we do have free time, I feel like I want to make sure I'm making good use of my time there, because I am being, right, paid to be there. So I don't want to just sit around and do nothing. I want to provide as much value as I possibly can. So when I find free time, that list was very valuable to be like, oh, hey, here's something that's close by. Let's go check this out. Not required, but definitely an option for these itineraries.
Yep. And in addition to that, next we list the collaboration content outline. This is, again, same thing as the beginning, just to make sure everyone is on the same page. We include the blog posts we've requested, or how many posts and stories are part of this collaboration that we've talked about before. We'll include, you know, videos or anything that we've talked about and that we've put as a part of the agreement in this collaboration here, so that, again, you have everything in one place and this is at the end for you to refresh your memory if you need it.
I think that's fantastic. Yep, just another great thing to add to that itinerary at the very end.
Yep. And just two more things. We also have a giant, giant list of hashtags, both for the county or the destination or area, for the state, and for travel in general, because we have tools and software that maybe some influencers may not have, we want to make sure that we're providing the research and the hashtags to them so that they don't have to think about that. Because I know it takes so long to type those 30 to 40 hashtags in your caption. So this can provide that help for you as well.
Yes, extremely valuable, extremely valuable. And not only, right, does it take time to type them out, but it does take time to research the valuable hashtags. So having that list just provided is amazing.
Yep. And then the last thing that goes on the itinerary is the contact information. So we know that sometimes things do happen. Sometimes the confirmation number slips our mind or doesn't appear on that. Sometimes the confirmation is so last minute from the lodging that we want to make sure that we get it to them in time, and sometimes it doesn't happen. So we always list an agency representative contact information at the bottom. So whether it's still before the trip or it's during the trip, they know who to contact to ask those questions if something happens.
Fantastic. Yep. Honestly, the entire structure of Relic Agency and how they build out the itineraries is gold. I think this is the gold standard that every destination and agency should aspire to, because me as an influencer, when I receive an itinerary from Relic Agency, it's amazing. It's well thought out. I rarely have questions about it, and I've never needed to use that contact information because it's just all thought out. So I think if you are a destination listening, I would follow these steps by steps that Jacqueline has explained today when you're creating an itinerary for an influencer that will be coming to your destination soon.
Yep, definitely. And I think out of everything, the takeaway for that today is organization. You know, make sure that you're organizing the itinerary in a way that the influencer won't have those questions or will be able to read through it thoroughly, and you'll be able to communicate and be on the same page as far as what the expectations and the goals are for this trip.
Exactly. Yep. I think that's fantastic.
Well, thanks, Jess. Oh, I love talking about itineraries. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, honestly, I've loved hearing how you guys build out your itineraries, because like I've mentioned, I've received one of them before, but I love to know the behind the scenes of what really goes into this. And obviously, after listening today, there's a lot that goes into it. A lot of time, a lot of preparation, and a lot of organization that goes into building itineraries. So thank you so much for explaining to us that are listening how best to build out an itinerary for an influencer.
And thanks for taking them on trips. The influencers are the best part of this, so we couldn't do it without you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, thank you, everyone, for listening. We love our influencers and we love our destinations. We love the collaborations that we can have together and how successful they can be when we do everything in an organized way. And so the itinerary is a big part of that. So if you want to take the conversation offline and to learn more about itineraries and influencer marketing, you can follow us on Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. Or you can actually email us if you have any questions at influencermarketing@relicagency.com. And we'd love to hear your stories and experiences as well. So thanks so much, and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of Influencer Marketing for Destinations, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Jess and Jacqueline and produced by Relic.